This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we got two segments left with Spinner and Hernandez and Gregory. So I'm going to get as many calls as possible here. And I don't mean to go off on the whole Q-jag. It's just that I see Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House, Republicans come out and attack it and say there's no child trafficking. But then you notice the dialectic. It's Q now represents resisting child trafficking. And then it's always Q people saying don't listen to anyone but us. And then it's just random people on the internet esoterically, hiddenly telling you something when we're just out in the open. So we're not in competition. A lot of good people believe in this Q stuff. I believe Q should mean research. Research the deep state, research the New World Order, then it'll be a good thing. But if it's weird globalists and Democrats posing and getting patriots to fight with each other, I think it's bad.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think those people that are totally religious into the Q thing that accuse InfoWars of being Mossad agents simply because Q wrote it are demonstrating to everyone who's paying attention that they are not doing it, that they're not researching anything. And even Q himself suggests that, that's what you're supposed to do is look into this stuff, asking questions and stuff. So anyway,
Trump's the one moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Trump's pro-Israel. I'm not against Israel, but we're not front and center about Israel all day, which shows the double. They can't attack Trump, so they attack all of his subsidiary supporters.
Yes.
Oh, Roger Stone's one of them, and Rob Dew's one of them, and Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones is one of them. Oh, but Trump's good because they can't get him. So they just cut everything out from under him. And again, it's not all the Q people, folks, but there's bad people posing as Q operatives. It's very simple. But there's a mental illness. Once someone like a baby chicken, we wake them up. We don't put them in a cult. So they run over and get picked up by a cult.
Yeah.
Savannah?
I completely agree that researching is something that is very important that everyone needs to do for themselves. I mean, you know, no matter what we're talking about, the Q movement, any political subject, everyone should research and do all of these important things.
But Kevin McCarthy says it's bad. No. But here's the thing. Notice by them making Q is about the pedophile rings, now they can bring it down and have Q put out this info and discredit it. No. Humanity is exposing the child trafficking.
Absolutely.
We're doing it. Trump's fighting it. Q doesn't own it, so they can then attack Q and destroy it. See how that works? Alex Jones doesn't own it. You don't own it. It's the right thing.
And it's the only thing that's gonna change anything, in my opinion, because the average person who doesn't care about any of this stuff assumes that any lesser crime is just a natural part of politics. But this is the only crime that I can think of that's going to cause those average people to actually draw
to take action.
Take action. And that's what we need. We need the majority of the people to take action.
Man, I just know it's so obvious. People used to ask me 1,000 times, do you support Anonymous? I said, a guy in a Guy Fawkes mask? I could go buy a Guy Fawkes mask, say whatever I wanted behind it. I go, it's the particular message I have to look at. But it becomes this, it goes back to the Oracle of Delphi and other oracles. Anybody they wanted could speak to the mountain, and they said, oh, you're getting the voice of the gods or the oracles through it. And people bought into this cult. It was a scam. So if people love something esoteric, they love something that's very Gnostic.
And that's a red flag. We see that with Antifa as well. They hate cameras in their faces. They hate cameras there. They're afraid of cameras. They have masks on. And what does that tell you? That should tell a reasonable thinking person that if one side is hiding and they're afraid of cameras, then maybe you should bring that into question and question why. And it's the same thing, you know, with the whole pedophilia thing and the whole...
And they want to traffic kids while there's masks. We're looking for kids that are being trafficked. Now they're all wearing masks. And again, there are a lot of good people that project their goodness onto Q. And so they're like, well, I'm good. I'm spreading the links. Good, great, do it. I'm just saying, time and time again, the hardcore deep Q, the orifice, whether it's the mouth or the butt, whatever you want to call it, these deliveries come out and say that Trump's biggest supporters are not the good guys, and Robert Mueller is. Well, come on, folks. You're being chumped.
Yeah, the future means that we have to become all critical thinkers. If we're going to recreate, if we're going to restore the republic and create any kind of a golden age, that's going to require critical thinking on all parts, and questioning is the way you get there. Information war.
And anything esoteric that gives you codes and weird stuff to project onto is very dangerous.
and should set up a red flag. Absolutely. That's the most important thing to question. Our mind is very tricky. If we don't understand our own mind and the information we're getting, then we'll fall for anything.
Phone calls are 60 seconds away. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild Anchovy Purified Fish Oil. Ultra Pure Arctic Krill Oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
All right, I didn't mean to go off onto a Q-Jag earlier. I want to explain to people, I'm all about questioning. I'm all about being involved. When I tell you something, I'll say, here's the document, U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. That's the legalization of secret testing on the American people. I want it repealed. When I tell you that it says this in Tragedy and Hope or in David Rockefeller's book, I tell you. But I love the average Q people out on the street. A lot of them are my listeners. They love me. I love them. They're exposing the pedophile rings. They're looking for evidence. They're doing great research. I love them. I'm saying when something's secret, like a hole in the ground, might be a rattlesnake, might be nothing down there. You stick your hand down, you got to be careful. So I'm not here to even infight with the Q thing. I've just seen people posing as Q people go in, infiltrate my operation, and say they have secret info with no evidence and hurt people that are doing a great job that I've been supporting for 8 years. And it hurts because it's like this is like, it's Q, oh, oh, like the angels are singing or something. So I'm done talking about that. Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, I want to hit some other news before Gerald Salinzi takes over. I want to take a few final calls here, but just in general, what's your gut level view on this election? You think Trump's ahead? I think he is.
Yeah, I think that Trump has a great chance of winning this election. I really do, because again, like we're seeing, the Democrats and just all of these blue cities are the example of what America will look like if Joe Biden gets elected to office. But even bigger than that, it's our whole entire nation at stake. It's our constitutional rights at stake. And people are waking up to that every single day through these COVID lockdowns, through these protests and riots, through the fact that we have, like you said, Hollywood, all our mainstream media propping up BLM and pushing it and using it as basically the front for the Democrats. I mean, everyone sees this now. Everyone's really waking up because of all of this violence, because of how extreme the Democrat Party has gotten. It's waking up a lot of people. So I think it's really good chances for Trump. And, I mean, continue letting the Democrats destroy these cities and wake more people up every day.
I totally agree with you. Let's take some phone calls quickly here. Charlie in FEMA Region 5, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, brother, man, it's an honor to meet you. Talk to you for the first time.
Honor to talk to you. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Sir, okay, I'm a big protester. You know, I've been protesting, you know, my whole life. And it's ever since, you know, I've, you know, come across you when I was 14. I've been going out there every single day, you know, just preaching, you know, the good word and just telling people what's going to happen. And, you know, it's just.
And it's happening now, isn't it, Charlie?
Oh, my God, it's crazy. And, you know, I not too long ago, I've been noticing a lot of undercover federal cars. And they will be, you know, parked, like, near where I'm protesting. And then sometimes they'll even follow me while I'm protesting. It's like the gulag. It's like I don't know if they're going to come at me. I know they've pulled me over multiple times. They've tried, you know, getting my name. Where do I live and stuff like that? I don't know if they're really trying to go after the Patriots, but brother, it is definitely on the front lines out here, brother. I don't even know how to explain it to you.
Brother, I hear you. It's totally crazy. What city are you in?
Right now, I'm in Brookfield. So it's not that far from Chicago, but it's usually all...
Oh, yeah, that's all crazy up there. Absolutely, brother. It's all crazy everywhere. Amazing. What do you think about 70 days out from the election? What's your gut tell you?
Oh, my God. Like, they're going to do a lot of crazy stuff. I have no idea. Like, honestly, I would probably assume they're going to maybe stage some false flags, you know, blame it on us, and then start coming after, you know...
You're dead right. I think the last ingredient is a mass shooting or a bombing to blame the Patriots. I think with 70 days out, I think within, like, I think 30 days out from the election, they do a false flag. We'll talk about that in a moment. Great point, Charlie. I'm glad you called. False flag, gut level, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I hate to admit it, but I agree. The optimist...
That's the last card they played other than the big war.
Oh, absolutely. And Bill Gates himself even said, you know... The bioweapon attack, and Iran's all ready to go.
Oh, he said, coming next, the terrorists are going to bioweapon us.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you were to stage even Iran attacking us with a bioweapon, no one would question that, you know? And how devastating could that be?
And, you know, we've had our media that already is so excellent at manipulating the average person. They have a hold on this whole entire nation. So whatever the media wants to put out about the right wing upcoming in these next 70 days is going to be biblical truth to a huge majority of the nation.
Absolutely right. All right. Good point. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Mass real quick. There's a flu shot mandate announcement. Wow. I knew they're trying to make a forced COVID shot. Tell us what you got.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks for everything you do. I just want to let your listeners know that anyone that thinks that the mandates for vaccines are not coming. Overnight, last Wednesday or Thursday, out of nowhere, all the news just announced that all kids 6 months and older in Massachusetts will have to have a flu vaccine before they can attend school, daycares, anything. I also wanted to state that there has been a huge outrage about this. We're having a protest at State House this Saturday, the 29th at 10 a.m., the event page is already up to 10,000 people, about 1,000 definitely, a little over 1,000 definitely going.
But by the way, sir, I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but it's the same scam. By law, under the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg trials, they have to have exemptions and waivers. So they color of law say it's mandatory. Even Fox News just admitted, put the headline back up, with a few exemptions. It's all crap, but you're absolutely right. They're trying to make it mandatory right now.
Yeah, they did do the religious and medical exemption on it. I have a feeling with how many people are going to apply for it, they're going to try to go after that as well.
Well, these politicians are going to need lead exemptions soon.
Yeah, like I said, and this isn't a protest that's, you know, just Republican or whatever. It's going to be Republicans, Democrats, Independents.
Everybody needs to hit the street. I agree. We're going to have anti-force inoculation demonstrations because Virginia says it's the law. Even though it's not, he's saying it is. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Savannah, you going to roll up your sleeve when Gates admits? Again, I had this newspaper person say, where's your proof Gates said 80% get sick? They filed that. It's like, I'm not lying about it.
Right, and we also had, the World Health Organization, too, saying that they don't know how vaccines are going to react in your body when they give them to you in mass. So they don't seem, something that's going to be mass-produced does not seem very healthy to me. And, yeah, they said that face masks were required, too, and I haven't been doing that, so probably not for the vaccine either.
Great point. All right. Atomic Age in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Nice talking to you, brother. You're on the air with Greg Reese, Savannah Hernandez.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to speak to all of you. It's Anomic Age. You inspired me years ago, and I've got my own show, AnomicAge.com.
Oh, Anomic, A-N-O-M-I-C.
Yeah, the loss of morals, the loss of standards, exactly what we're living in.
Well, hit me with your info.
Yeah, man. Well, I went to get the address change on my concealed carry this past week, and in the slave state of North Carolina, I forgot that I was a slave. I haven't worn the mask yet, but... I went to go in the courthouse, and I remembered, so I went back to the car, grabbed an old bandana, just kind of threw it around my neck going in. And, man, it was so sad, the groupthink and the mental slavery, man. There were so many elderly gentlemen there. I mean, there was two gentlemen that could hardly walk, had the mask, and the height of it, there was a guy with the oxygen tank on his back, still had the mask on. And I get up there to talk to the deputy to get the address change, and a guy behind me says, "Yeah, I don't feel safe. Could you pull the mask up, please?" So I did that, and then I, you know, said after that, I was like, "You know, this is a hoax, right?" To which another gentleman behind me said, oh, are you a medical professional?
There's all these doctors saying it is a hoax, and we have the statistics exactly. They believe the social contract is submitting. Well, if you know your town and you trust your elders, it's good to get along, but they're using our compliance that we have naturally built into us against us. No, stop complying. Beautiful call. God bless you, Anonymous Cage. Savannah, you want a final comment on that? Greg?
It was actually so surreal. Me and Greg were talking about this on break, how whenever we were flying over to Portland, we were the only two people in the whole entire airport without face masks on. And it was just symbolic of America right now, of how people are being taken advantage of because they're being so compliant, because they're sitting down. And that is why our country is in the state that it's currently at, because everyone has been so compliant, because everyone has just kneeled down and taken off.
I agree. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central to 9, commercial-free election countdown, Taking Back America, with Deanna LeRae, myself, and whoever else wants to join us, and calls and guests. Carol Salente takes over on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, great beard on The Alex Jones Show. Yes, 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 everybody's masked up. I just heard a little bit as I was just getting here on the end that the woman who was the co-host, I don't know her name, said that her and her husband were the only two people in the airport without masks on. And everybody's masked up. And it's the masks versus the no masks. And the joke about it all is that the masks don't work. And when you tell people that and you say, look, they didn't wear masks in Sweden. And then the morons and the imbeciles shoot their fat mouths off and say, yeah, but you see all the people that died in Sweden? Take it easy, moron. They have a lower infectious death rate than places like Belgium and Italy and France and Spain that locked down the entire places and destroyed the economy. You got it? Could you go by the numbers? No, I'm not going to do the numbers. I'm just a stupid jerk that believes what I hear from CNBC and MSNBC and you know what, because I'm a stupid moron and I don't want to hear the facts. Well, listen to the facts. The facts are that the masks that we're wearing, now that's that little Fauci. It means jaw in Italian. And I said this before. I'm an Italian-American. It's okay for me to make fun of, clown, not make fun of, show my deep disgust for low-life slime like a Fauci or a King Cuomo. That's okay for me to say that. But if I say something that I don't agree with, Colin Powell, yeah, you know him, the guy that just came out for Biden, the former defense secretary of the United States, the liar that gave us his colon full of crap, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. I'll never forget watching that day and his performance. Yeah, that one. Oh, well, I must be racist. Oh, yeah, right. How about Susan Rice? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rice. How about crap? Yeah, the ones that were along with Hillary Clinton and Samantha Power and Barack Obama. Oh, he's black, too. That guy Gaddafi, he got to go. I want him out of there. Oh, yeah, they did that. They got rid of him. Oh, you're racist if I say that? Kamala Harris. What a joke. Again, the Democratic Party is showing pure racism and sexism. A black woman to get votes. They make it 100% clear that sexist and racist. How about picking the best person that you could possibly find? I'm running a business. I want the best people. I could care what color, gender, race, creed. I could care less. Transgender, 50 genders. If you can, hey, you know, got to build our social media, blah, 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 blah. How can I bring in, if, yeah, do it. I could care less what color you are. That's how ignorant everything has fallen to. Going back to the mask moron ship going on around this country. I walk down the street without a mask. Poof, people run across the street, get away from me. This is from Sweden. This is from tomorrow's Trends Journal is going out. And again, if you want to see history before it happens and read all about it and prepare for the future, this is the only magazine that does it. While America and most of the world marched off to the COVID war, Sweden did not. Ask most Americans what was the result of their resisting any form of lockdown, Sweden's, and they will say COVID killed more Swedes per capita because they didn't fight against the deadly virus. However, as we've detailed, when in fact that is false, as we have detailed statistics, and here are the hard facts. And now Sweden's top infectious disease expert, Anders Tegnell, warned that, quote, it's very dangerous to believe face masks would change the game when it comes to COVID-19. Mr. Tegnell said, quote, with numbers diminishing very quickly in Sweden, we see no point in wearing a face mask in Sweden, not even on public transport. And making a statement that is never heard by the mainstream experts of most nations, Mr. Tegnell noted, quote, the findings that have been produced through face masks are astonishingly weak, even though so many people around the world wear them. The epidemiologist also declared that, quote, I'm surprised that we don't have more or better studies showing that showing what effect masks actually have. Countries such as Spain and Belgium have made their populations wear masks, but their infection numbers have still risen. And also, while Europe's GDP went down in the second quarter, some 2.1%, Sweden's went down a little over 8%. So these are the facts. That's the hard facts. This face mask crap is a bunch of BS. And all the people are following it. And I wrote this beginning that they marched off to the COVID war. And that's what they're calling us. That's what they called it at the beginning. We're fighting the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. And just like the imbeciles and morons marched off to George W. Bush's wars, the Afghan war and the Iraq war, brought to you by Colin Powell, they're marching off to the COVID war, giving up their lives, giving up their freedom. How could anybody follow that little piece of stupid crap garbage, George W. Bush? Another little boy like Andy Cuomo, arrogant boys, born on third base and thought they hit a home run. Nobody, Georgie, if daddy wasn't George before you and Prescott before that one. No, little Andy. No, little arrogant Chrissy. Oh, remember Chrissy Cuomo? I'm going to die of the virus in Virginia. And tonight on CNN, here's Chrissy Cuomo playing like he's going to die from the COVID. Yeah, you boys would be nobody, nowhere, really fast and really low. If daddy wasn't Mario, if daddy wasn't Mario, do you know why I am Gerald Celente? Because my father, may his soul rest in peace, taught me to be myself. Get in a fight, he said, you little SOB. He said, what do you think I'm telling you? What I'm telling you? Because I want you to be like me. I want you to become yourself. And my father didn't leave me any money. No. Left me everything that I have, my parents. For me to be me. Not a daddy's boy, not a mommy's boy.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. And I'm talking about the 8-pack power stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in 1-pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time. You get it with Survival Shield X2, that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Now, again, you know, they started this thing by calling it a war. We detailed it in the Trends Journal. We even had covers, COVID war. And everybody marched off to war. And that's what they're doing. And this is destroying our lives like we've never seen before. And talking about the masks, it's going to be, again, the covers of the Trends Journal, many of them done, the vast majority, by Anthony Frieda, a great artist. And he's doing one this week as well, and it's about the COVID war. And it's them against us. It's as simple as that. One of our covers was USSA, United Soviet States of America. And people ratting everybody else out and following the orders of their dictators. I listen to what I'm told. I do what I'm told. I don't think for myself. I'm reading an article in the New York Times about all the restaurants going bust over here in New York City. Yeah, we're in Kingston below us over here. And oh, they're going bust over here, too. A place just across the street went out a couple of months ago. And the guy said, well, I'm a team player, and I understand. You're a team player. Grow the hell up. What do you mean you're a team player? How about thinking for yourself? A team player. And that's what it's become. So I told you about masks I was talking about and how, and I, again, it's all there from the epidemiologist who's in charge in Sweden. And the difference in Sweden and the United States is that, and many of the Western countries, is that they're not connected. The governments are separated from the health agencies, where in the United States, it's just one big revolving door. It's one club and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said. So now this guy in, this guy who's the, wear a mask and go to jail. Yep. In America, most of the biggest states and largest cities are still lockdown phases. And we heard Police Chief Gary Jenkins of the Pullman, Washington, the police department, let it be known last Wednesday that anyone in that state not adhering to the governor's mask orders would be treated as a criminal. He announced that violating the mask order would be fined up to $5,000 and a year in jail. America? What America are you talking about? What America are you talking about? Oh, the tough cop. Oh, that tough cop. Hey, Junior, come over here. Try to put a mask on me. Try to put a mask on me. You little clown boys. Hey, how about that tough guy over there? What was it in Melbourne, Australia last week? Yeah, choking a girl. Because she didn't have a mask on and then pushing her down to the ground. Hey, I'm a tough guy. Hey, I'm a tough guy. Grow up, you little boys. Look at them. Look at what they're doing. Look at this on horses. Where you got your big guns over there? Look at this. You should be ashamed of yourselves. This is not my America. This is not my America. People better stand up and fight for your freedom. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about putting your money and your guts where your heart and soul are. Yeah, here's that little boy. Look at him. Look at this. Look at this little. Look at this little piece of crap. Could you imagine? Could you imagine him trying to do that to me? Or you, if you're a man or a woman, this guy be on his back. Oh, you know what they do? They shoot me in my back for doing it. This is not my America. This election, and I'm not a Trump fan, but I can't stand Biden. I'm not a Trump fan by a clear shot, but I can't stand Biden. I disagree with Trump's done with the tax breaks. I disagree with what he's done with Iran. I disagree with what he's done with Venezuela. I support him on closing the borders. I support him on bringing the jobs back. But this election's going to be between masks and no masks. Losing more of our freedom. You already heard from slimeball Biden that if the scientists tell me, I will close down America. Not making that up. Said that last week. Here we go. Former Vice President Joe Biden, a little boy who never worked a day in his life, been sucking off the public tit for some 47 years, an arrogant little man with a bad attitude and a lot of hair transplants. Yeah, that guy. And boy, they shot this cat up with a lot of juice, man, because he doesn't look like he used to look. But anyway, in an exclusive interview on ABC World News Tonight. On Friday, he said he would shut down the country to stop the spread of COVID-19 if the move was recommended to him by scientists. Hey, which scientists you talking to about, huh? You mean the scientists in the revolving door? The big pharma scientists, those? Are that the one you're talking about? Oh, yeah. That guy. The Biden, whose little boy, Hunter, hunted for that money up in Ukraine, Burisma Energy, and got $30,000 a month, over $3 million to sit on the board of directors after they overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. That Biden is going to shut down the economy. That's what this election is about. And it's masks or no masks. This is, as long as it's a mask culture, this economy is never going to come back. People are living in fear. Imbeciles.
When you sit down at a table in a restaurant, you can eat without your mask on. But when you sit up, you better put that mask on. You better put that mask on. Oh, one of those tough cops are going to come and beat you up. Maybe blow your brains out, huh? Yeah, COVID general here. We're arresting you, throwing you in jail for the rest of your life. Oh, no, it's only a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. They're making this crap up. As I said, just like they had us hiding on the desk and if an atom bomb went off when I was a kid, like that's going to make a difference. Don't look at a flash if you see one. They used to tell you that. If I see a flash, by the time I blink my eyes, I'll be dead. So again, the cover of this New Trends Journal coming out tomorrow. It's the COVID war, and it's aimed at us. And if we don't fight back, we're going to die in war. We're going to die in the COVID war. They're killing us. They've sucked the joy out of life. They've destroyed the economy. I was telling you about the people, the restaurant stories in New York. They're not making any money. They're going under, one after another. People are living in fear, just like they did after 9/11. And just how they robbed us of our rights back then, you could triple that up now, quadruple it up by more than that even, 100 times. If we don't fight for freedom, we are going to be living hell on earth. The sick people are creating it right in front of us. So, do what you can to support InfoWars, buy their products, keep the truth alive. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting you done.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was mentioning before about what's going on with the masks and everything else, but it's important to understand that this isn't, you know, people say, oh, they're doing this because, you know, they want to get rid of Trump. It's global. It's a global issue, and I'll get into that in a minute. But it's very important, again, with all the censorship going on and all of the brainwashing going on, is to keep the truth alive. And the way you do that is by supporting InfoWars. You have to buy their products and support what they're doing so they can put out the information that you need to help you prepare and get ready for the future, as we do with the Trends Journal. And one of the products that they have that I really think is a necessity right now is they have these shortwave radios, and they're available at the InfoWars store, and you can get them for 15% off. And this is going to be a key to, you know, staying informed as this crisis worsens. You know, one of our writers now for the Trends Journal is Brad Steiner, one of the top close combat and survival experts in the United States. And we're going down through very difficult times. So when the internet goes down and you have to prepare for, you know, survivalism, you're really going to need these radios to stay in touch. And I keep saying, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you lost nothing. But if the worst happens and you haven't prepared, you lost everything. And these InfoWars store radios, they're keys to staying informed. And You can tune in Alex Jones and other events with the internet goes down, and you can save 15% off. And listen, don't wait because it may be too late. You see how all these other products go by and people gobble them up when things get tough. So get your shortwave radio today for 15% off at InfoWars stores and support independent media like the Trends Journal and Alex Jones and others. We're fighting for freedom. Put your money where your heart and mind are. As I mentioned, this is bigger than just we want to get rid of Trump. Take a look what's going on in Australia. Australia is a country of 25.5 million people. March, April, May, June, July, August. About 450 deaths. 470, something around there, under 500. Over a six-month period? What are you telling me this stuff for? Out of a population of 25.5 million, and then you know what happened last week? The health minister, another moron, like all these other ministers and health officials, not health officials, they're little slimy bureaucrats that suck their way up to the top to get a position. They don't know anything. I can't use the language of what we used to say in the Bronx, but anyway. They asked them, how many people from the elder care homes died? The health minister. A health piece of crap. Anyway, just under 300 unofficially died from elder care homes. That leaves roughly 200 that didn't. We're going to make the number round it off to 500 dead. Why are you closing down an entire economy and now putting Melbourne and other places back down into lockdown and have all these restrictions where you can't travel in or out of the country when so few people died? And then there's New Zealand. Oh, then there's this little clown boy. You got a picture of this guy. This guy Andrews, who's the premier of the state of Victoria. Daniel Andrews. They locked down again. They've locked down Melbourne. It's the second biggest city there in Australia. The cases, it's not about new cases. And most of the people that get the cases, yeah, look at that. He's the guy, you look at this guy, and here's the one from New Zealand. She's just as bad. You look at this guy, he's the kind of guy that nobody would talk to in high school. And her, what do I got to say? You know, what they did, what she just did, she just locked down New Zealand again. She's locking down Auckland. By the way, I was brought by the New Zealand government back in the 2000s, around 2006, 2007. I was there for 2 weeks talking to them about how to increase trade and how they should market their product. But anyway, this little boy, Andrews, wants now to have powers to extend the pandemic for 12 months. And what she just did is she's locked down Auckland. And let's get these numbers right. There are about 5 million people living in New Zealand. Or with her in charge, let's call it Nuts Zealand. Like we got Nuts York over here with New York when we got Clown Boy Cuomo. All right, so now you got March, April, May, June, July, August. You have a grand total of 22 people dead in New Zealand over a six-month period. 22 people out of 5 million. What is that? 0.000 something. And do you know when the last person died in New Zealand?
May. Yeah, there he is. Look at this. That's the kid. That's that Andrews. Boy, hey, little boy, come here. I would love for little boys like this to try to tell me what to do, man to man. But, of course, this little guy could never do anything man to man because he's the furthest thing from a man that I've ever known growing up. Boy, look at him. Look at him. A little nothing of a clown, and now he's asking for 12 months' authority to run and ruin the people's lives. And you know what the people of Australia are doing? The same thing they're doing everywhere else. They're bending over and taking it. When people ask, how did they march off to Hitler? How did they heil Hitler? They're doing it right now. As I said, the same reason they marched to Mussolini and saluted Stalin. The people by the numbers are gutless, but it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And you are those people listening to InfoWars. You are the people that support it by buying those products. You are those people that put your money where your heart and mind are by reading the Trends Journal and subscribing. Because if we don't unite to fight for freedom and liberty, we are going to die in tyranny. It is in front of our faces. We are losing the COVID war. I'm fighting against it. I will not join it. Will you? It's very simple. Freedom or tyranny? Think about it. Go back to 2008. The markets crashed. What did they do? They bailed out the money mob. Hey, them banks, they're too big to fail. Don't you understand? We got the Goldman Sachs gang here. We got the Merrill Lynch mob. What's the matter with you? We got to bail them out. You're just a piece of crap. You're a little worker on a plantation of slave land. Get back to work. Yeah, we'll give General Motors a bailout, but we'll cut everybody else's wages. We'll make them richer, the big people. And now, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, first it was the money mob, and now it's the drug lords. That's right. That's who's in charge now. Getting vaccinated. Massachusetts, University of California. Got to get vaccinated, go back to school. Any age, whether you work there or just go to school. It's a war for freedom, and we need you to join the fight. InfoWars, buy their products, keep truth alive. Trends Journal, subscribe to the future. Read history before it happens. If we don't unite, the future is very bleak. And that's my business, is to look ahead. And I don't like what's coming. So thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.